Several years ago, this was the scene in parts of Asia. Men in protective suits decontaminating poultry farms and destroying chickens infected with a deadly bird flu. The virus killed birds, and although it rarely infected people, those who got it were more likely to die than to recover. That virus is H5N1. There's now a vaccine against it for poultry. But a new strain of bird flu has emerged and is causing alarm. This one is called H7N9. H7N9 doesn't kill poultry or even make them sick, but it can be deadly when it's transmitted from a chicken to a person. One concern that's been raised is that every time a human gets the H7N9 virus, the world is closer to a pandemic.
That's not correct.
Dr. Anthony Fauci heads the Infectious Diseases Division at the National Institutes of Health.
Microbes continue to emerge and reemerge. The concern about this is that these things have jumped into humans and have been lethal. The news about it that is somewhat comforting is that it hasn't had sustained transmissibility.
Because of the genetic makeup of these strains of bird flu, it's difficult for them to spread from person to person. Since the H7N9 virus emerged a year ago, some 350 people have caught it. 30% have died.
There's always the danger when you have influenzas that can infect chickens, that when you have the close quarters of chickens spreading from one to another and occasionally a human coming into close contact, that there will be the jumping of species from a chicken to a human. This is not something new.
Dr. Fauci says any time a new virus emerges, health officials have to watch it carefully. The U.S. has developed a vaccine for H5N1 and is working on one for the newer strain of bird flu. But Dr. Fauci doesn't think this new strain is any more threatening than H5N1. This virus has been circulating since 2003 and still doesn't spread easily from person to person. Carol Pearson, VOA News.